Yes, indeed, you're tuned to the Power Half Hour on Radio Islam International. And as is our custom, on a Tuesday, we chat to Life Coach Sumaya Kuvvalia. Today, we're discussing feelings and emotions. Very interesting topic indeed. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sumaya.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi, Ijaz. How are you doing this afternoon?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. And you?
I'm doing very well, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Now, a very interesting topic you've chosen today, Asma, feelings and emotions.
Yes, Ijaz, it is absolutely, you know, interesting, because sometimes we tend to, you know, enmesh the two when we think it's one thing. And I'd like to start off with a poem, you know, to just sort of set this whole stage for feelings and emotions.
Right.
Definitions define, but also stifle. Roles regulate, but also control. Titles tantalize, but also demean. Until we touch our scars and scabs, all the jewels and gold of the world will not be able to touch the emptiness within. And this is a very deep and intense poem, Ijaz,
yes,
but it's going to fit in, you know, with the topic that we've chosen for today.
Brilliant. So that's a good place to start, Sumaya. What is the difference between feelings and emotions?
Well, Ijaz, you know, many people confuse emotions with feelings. Mm. You know, it's almost like they think the two are exactly the same thing, right? But the thing is that they're really very, very different.
Okay.
So if we have to put it in simple terms, right, we react with an emotion. And we do this when we are unable to handle our feelings. Now, this is big, and it's, you know, it sort of takes a while before you can process it. Mm. That we do react with an emotion. When I cannot handle my feelings, that's when I react with emotion, right?
Okay.
And a reaction on the outside is an emotion. That's basically what an emotion is. And the witnessing of the internal terrain, that is your inner world, that is basically what is a feeling. So I'm hoping that, you know, the listeners got the difference and the distinction between an emotion being a reaction on the outside, and a feeling is something that's very private, that you feeling on the inside. So a feeling is something that is really experienced very deeply, right? And it has nothing to do with what you project outwardly, because remember what we said, that projection on the outside is an emotional reaction. And most people, Ijaz, you know, it's, if we look at people now after, you know, understanding this distinction, and even if you look at yourself, if we look at ourselves, how many times in the day are we emotionally reacting versus me just sitting with my feelings and just feeling it, right? And in order to witness the feeling, the thing is that you have to be so attuned to, you know, that insight, that rhythm, that velocity of what's happening within yourself inside.
Hmm.
But sadly enough, you know, the thing is that, Ijaz, most people on the inside are just so disconnected, and we're so unaware of the surge, you know, because a feeling comes up like a big volcanic surge. That's what a feeling is. And what happens is it gets unexpressed, you know, we deny it, we try to avoid it. And then these feelings are sitting inside of us, unprocessed, and we're not really doing much with these feelings. And then now imagine you've got these feelings coming up, you know, you've got a big feeling probably of, let's say, loneliness that's coming up for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now you have this lack-based belief system which is coming from your past experiences of, you know, whatever events has happened, you know, in your life, that's basically what's happening.
Mm.
So now instead of sitting and feeling that feeling of loneliness, what we tend to do is, I'm feeling lonely, I need to distract myself. I need to speak to somebody. I need to do something, because now I have to go into an emotional reaction. As opposed to just sitting with that feeling, asking yourself, where is this feeling coming from? What is the significance behind this feeling? You know, what is this feeling teaching me? Because remember, feelings are energy in motion. You know, they're coming in there, they want you to sit with it, and they're going to move out. That's what basically is going to happen when you sit with it and you process it. Sometimes those feelings are going to stay with you for a longer time because they need you to learn from them.
Mm.
So, Ijaz, if you're sitting and you're feeling something, instead of, you know what, going out and projecting it out onto somebody else or letting somebody else listen to you, You know, sometimes we get these people, and I'm sure we all, you know, have experienced this.
Hmm.
When you're sitting with somebody, they sit and talk about the same things that are happening in their life, their same story, they're projecting it over and over and over.
100%, yes.
Right? And that story is exactly the same, whether you heard it 1 month ago or you heard it 1 year ago.
Yes.
That person's story hasn't really changed.
100%, yes.
Exactly, because that person wants you to keep listening to that story. Now, imagine if they just sat with their feelings of everything that they're feeling and try to process it on that level.
Okay. Now, Sumaira, how do we set the stage for dependency?
Well, Ijaz, we do this because we mistakenly believe that because we're having a feeling, it has to be expressed on the outside, right? This is something that we feel. If I'm feeling very happy and elated today, you know, because something has worked out, instead of just sitting for a short while, maybe just taking 10 minutes, sitting with that happiness, sitting with that elation, sitting in gratitude, thanking Allah for that, the first thing we want to do, Ijaz, is, you know, let's pick up the phone and tell somebody that's close to us, somebody that, you know, our spouse, our children, you know, we want to tell our mother, our siblings, just somebody who can listen to that feeling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, instead, if we just sat for 10 minutes with that feeling, without someone else contaminating that feeling with their own feelings, the experience would be completely different, right?
Right.
Because the minute we make that equation of when I feel a feeling, I've got to express, we then set ourselves up for dependency, right?
Mm.
And how we do this is that I need to express on the outside. Now you're setting the stage. Because the next thing is you're asking yourself, who do I share this with?
Mm.
Do I share it with my husband or my wife? Do I share it with my mother? Do I share it with my sister? Do I go onto Facebook and post it? Because that's what a lot of people tend to do.
Yes.
You know, the moment we're having big achievements, Ijaz, you go on Facebook and everybody's posting what they've done.
Yes, and people also complain about their lives a lot on social media.
Absolutely. You know, whether you're having a big egoic feeling of pride,
mm-hmm.
or whether you're tormented by the feelings of shame and your life is just not working out and you're miserable, people go and post all of that because now they can't sit with those feelings because it's difficult to sit with those feelings. So what they do is they convert the feeling into an emotional reaction.
Hmm.
And we all tend to do this almost every single day without even being aware.
Hmm.
How many times a day? You know, if you just have to sit and ask yourself, you know, every listener, just sit and ask yourself, how many times a day do I turn a feeling, do I convert a feeling, making this conversion from feeling into an emotional reaction? Right? Because once we set that stage, you know, for dependency and we say, who do I call now? Who do I, you know, share this with?
Mm.
The next step of dependency is that what gets created is, you know, once you share that is, imagine now you're sharing it on Facebook.
Mm.
Now you're sitting and wondering, how many likes am I going to get? Will people even read my post?
Mm.
And it just, when, you know, when people get very few likes, then they basically, what they're doing is, another thing is, we tend to take our self-worth and our value and we attach it to that whole social media platform. Mm.
Can I just give another point as well? What you notice, if a person, they put up a pitiful, pity party sort of a status and then they get 30 likes, then even when they're happy, they won't share that happiness because, no, I got 30 likes, then they'll say, oh, I'm sitting in traffic and it's, you know, I wish I was at home, and then get another 30 likes. So then what happens is they start adjusting themselves and their outlook to life in a negative way because just for, like you mentioning about likes and stuff.
That's basically, yes, that's basically what it is because what happens is, you know, like I said, when we post that feeling, that achievement, that happiness, that sadness, whatever it is we're posting and we want people to sort of
acknowledge,
you know, acknowledge that, we are feeding on emotional reaction all the time. You know, when we say that, you know, people are just so drama-filled, I'm experiencing drama-filled people all the time.
Mm.
If you go really inside, It's because you feed off emotional reactions.
Mm.
People feed off emotional reaction all the time, and that's the reason we keep on attracting drama into our life. That's basically yes. what happens. So this is how we get set up for that dependency. We set up the stage for dependency, because first now I'm having this big feeling. I cannot feel it alone. I've got to share it with somebody. They contaminate that feelings for me. And then based on that, I set up my stage, myself, further for dependency, because now based on what they're saying, based on whether they are listening to me, based on whether they are feeding me with validation and acknowledgement, that's how I'm going to feel. So it's like you're in this continuous cycle that never ends.
Hmm.
So the thing is, how we break that is just sit with that feeling and feel it. Do nothing. Just sit and feel it.
Okay. Just on a lighter note, you know, you see nowadays that people feel they have to share everything. I seen a new couple, basically a few years ago, where this guy on honeymoon, or when he just returned from honeymoon, he was like, wonderful breakfast made by love. Then
absolutely.
What a lunch made by love. What supper was delicious. Now, are you going to do that for every single meal for your whole life? I mean, you've set a standard now where, you know, do people show too much? Is there too much public displays of affection nowadays?
Absolutely, there is. Because, John, you know what? Again, we said that's their stage of dependency.
Hmm.
Right? If they're not putting out their feelings, that is basically that public show of putting out my feelings. This is how I am feeling today because, you know what, my spouse did this for me or somebody did that for me and I'm really feeling happy.
But is it real? That's the question. Is it real or is it to show people?
That is, you know, a question that I think only each person can answer.
Okay.
You know, whether it's real, because if you're really sitting with a feeling, you know, feelings are very real. Every single day, everybody has these feelings coming up.
Yep.
But a feeling is something, Ijaz, that's supposed to be processed very privately, very quietly, in stillness, not shared with anybody else.
Mm.
That's basically how we process our feelings.
Now, Smail, what should we do when these feelings come up?
That's a very good question, Ijaz. Now, just imagine you had a feeling coming up, right? Whether it's the most egoic feeling of pride or the most tormented feeling of shame. And your next thought is, not who do I share this with, or how do I relieve myself of these feelings, either through anger, you know, sometimes through food, or certain people go to substance.
Hmm.
What if your next step is, okay, this is what I'm feeling. So now this is my time where I go inside and just be with the feeling. That's all you have to do.
Hmm.
Just make that intention. I am feeling this intense sense of achievement.
Hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Right now, it's my time to go inside and just sit with this feeling. Ijaz, when you sit with that feeling, first thing you're going to do is you're going to thank Allah for whatever you are feeling proud about, whatever your achievement is.
Hmm.
Right? You're not sharing it with anybody, you are sitting inside with it. Then you can really sit and go deeper in and really feel those feelings. What does it feel like on a sensation level in your body? If you go deeper into that feeling, what am I feeling? Now you get to that point, you know, where you are sort of in a point where you are balanced. Once you are balanced, then you go out and you talk to people. So now you're not projecting anything onto them.
Yes.
Because you've already set and processed your own feelings.
100%. That's a good way to go. You know, if something good happens, you first enjoy the moment. And then after a while, if you want to share it with people, then it's fine. But don't let the first step be where you're sharing it with everyone and you're missing out on that experience of being happy in the moment.
Absolutely. Because, Ijaz, you know, more often than not, you know, if I bring this point, it's just sort of, you know, this point that's come up now, you know, for me is that, you know, when we have that points of elation, that
yeah.
moments of elation,
mm-hmm.
now immediately I go and pick the phone up and I call somebody and you share your happiness. You are not even sitting with your own happiness
yep.
because now you're sharing it with the next person. Isn't it like a fizzy drink?
Mm-hmm.
Because the moment you put that phone down, somehow it's like all that happiness has just drained out.
Yes.
I no longer feel so elated.
Yes, like you said, you're sharing it to someone, so you're basically sharing that good feeling, and most of it goes away with the end of the call.
Absolutely, with the sharing.
Yeah.
Now imagine if you just sat with that feeling, internalized it, built on that feeling, you'd be having a whole different experience, and the quality of your life will be elevated.
Hmm.
Right? But it's not an easy thing to do.
Yep.
Because every single day, it takes tons of discipline to basically sit and become aware of our feelings.
Now, finally, Sumaya, why is it important not to act on every single thing that we feel?
Well, Ijaz, you know, we are creatures of instinct. The moment we feel something, we want to basically act on it, right? So let's just say, for example, if I am on a diet and I see a chocolate that's sitting in front of me, right? I get that feeling now that, you know what, I really am feeling this feeling that I really want to taste that chocolate. I really want that chocolate.
Right.
And immediately I want to act out. That is where the problem comes in, right? Because when we are feeling something, it's that the moment you start feeling, you're building up, it's the surge, this volcanic surge that is building up inside of you. The moment you react, the moment you're going to take any action on that, remember, that is now turning into an emotion. You are reacting out of emotion. That's basically what it is. Now, instead of me looking at that and saying, I've got this instinct, I need to eat that chocolate, and instead of pouncing on that chocolate, eating the whole thing, and then feeling bad after that, because now I've put like 2 weeks of work, you know, maybe working in the gym, or 2 weeks of control, it's just gone down the drain in that one moment of weakness.
Yes.
What if I looked at that and said, okay, this is what I'm feeling right now. Before I can pounce on that chocolate, let me just sit and feel this feeling, this instinct that has just come up. It's a surge of feeling. Let me just sit with it, right? Because right now what I could be feeling is not that instinct to eat, but I could be feeling right now that I'm feeling very sort of, depleted. Maybe I'm feeling this lack that, you know what, I cannot eat anything that I really want to. So sit with that feeling, because it's not the feeling that you initially think it is. It's this feeling of, you know what, where I'm just feeling I'm not really getting anything good inside of me. I have to stay away from so many good things, so many tasty things, so many delicious things. So can you see, when you sit with a feeling, how much more is sitting underneath there?
100%. And it could also just be the fat shaitan trying to make you eat that chocolate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what, that could be it as well.
Sumaya, you've shared so many insights today. Jazakallah khair for, you know, differentiating or showing us the difference either between emotions and feelings. It's been interesting, very, very interesting discussing this topic, and we learned so much. We thank you so much for your time, and inshallah we'll pick it up next week for another exciting installment here on the Power Half Hour.
Jazakallah so much, Ijaz, for this opportunity once again.
Sumaya, jazakallah khair for your time. We hope you have a feel-good day going forward.
Jazakallah so much, Ijaz, and the same to you.
Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
That was Life Coach Sumaya Kuvaria talking to us about the difference between feelings and emotions. Very, very interesting topic indeed. Remember, you can tweet at EJAZ_K. Always cool to get interaction with our listeners out there. And that's it from the Power Half Hour team, from myself, Ijaz Khan, and Muhammad Salim. It's Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.